scare you now. Broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many go in thereat. But narrow is the way that leadeth unto the token, and few there be that find it. Why? Because people won't be obedient to God's word. In the end, it'll only cause you to miss it. Narrow is the way that leadeth unto the life. What life? The life that the church ages couldn't give you, that I just spoke of. How many understand that scripture? Few there be that find it. Now them few, let's see how they enter in. Now that's why you got to have faith. It don't make no difference. There's five. You got to believe you're going to be one of them. Amen. You just know it. You got faith in your heart. See, that's what you got to have. Now to qualify under this new covenant, this bride covenant, the first resurrection covenant, you have got to be born again and then baptized by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You got to be born again and baptized, so you can see right away that I believe in the new birth. I believe that you got to be born of God and then receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now that's a stumper. Now notice the bloodline. I believe to qualify in the resurrection, the first one, the rapture, to get into the body of Jesus Christ, which goes in the, that's what goes in the rapture. Do you understand that? You've got to come over in the body. Come out of the denominations, but then you come out. Don't wander around there in a mixed multitude, children. Be obedient to the word and get in the body. Now, to qualify to go in this covenant, you've got to be born again and then filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The baptism of the Holy Ghost comes into the new birth. Did you understand that? The baptism of the Holy Ghost comes into the new birth and makes you a manifested son and daughter of God. Now, like I say, Brother Branham did preach it, but he just sowed this. Brother Branham sowed the seed to this revelation I'm preaching. See, this was never preached before. It couldn't have been. Now, I know, see, I can't say that, but you trust me, don't you?
Yes.
See, I they shoot me for making that statement now, because people can't. You're more matured. I can say those things. Paul, he couldn't say some things to Corinthian church. He said to Ephesian church. Amen. Now, you see, that's why when I preach this, and I just casually said it, this is the greatest message, I believe, in my estimation, that's ever been preached.
Amen.
Not because I preached it. I'm talking about the revelation.
Because
hasn't everybody, how many here wondered about the new birth more than anything else that you ever heard? How many satisfied that was the truth that I taught? Now watch here. To qualify for the first resurrection, you've got to be born again, and then you've got to be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is power for service. Power for service. Power to be manifested as the son and daughter of God. Authority. It's authority and power. Now, let me say this. First, to qualify, I wish we had that pyramid. I wish, Brother Harry, you'd draw that pyramid out where I could hang it up all the time. I need it all the time. Now, can you just give me just 5 minutes? I believe if you'd see this right here. Now, I ain't no artist, but I've been wanting a blackboard. Now, we're going to draw a pyramid right here. Did I ask for, how many minutes did I ask for? Five? Okay. Now this is a capstone. Now here's what I want you to see. Here's where you get mixed up at right here. Faith. Now you've got these different virtues coming on up, is that right? Brother Heath, now this is what he was saying the other week in the call. Now notice right here, the last one is brotherly kindness. Is that right? That's the last one. Save time. This first one is faith. Now to qualify, now what's it? God has been making up a body.
Yes.
A body through 7 church ages. He's been making a body. Now it started out here, it's inaugurated, it started out here. They received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's the last one, save time. This first one is faith. Now to qualify, now watch it. God has been making up a body.
Yes, yes.
A body through seven church ages. He's been making a body. Now it started out here, it's inaugurated, it started out here. They received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But you can't take all of Pentecost and put it over here because they did not have the fullness of the Word.
That's right.
They did not have the fullness of what we're going to receive today. Now, I know that that's not many of you. Wonder why I never brought that out, see, but I just never thought of it. Now, they had the capstone.
Yes.
They had the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but it's a different age is what it got. Now, you got to have revelation to see it. But you see, this is the only age that the full manifestation of the sons of God could be revealed.
Yes.
Because, now I'll tell you why. This age, Pentecost, Ephesian age, hybrid what they had at Nicaea, Rome. How many understand?
Amen.
So see, this has got to come to resurrect this because
Amen.
They went into error. They fail like Eve failed, so they have got to have a redeemer.
Amen.
And the bride is, oh see, I just come fresh. I just seen that. The bride is their redeemer. Let me see that. I didn't mean to say that. The bride is their redeemer. We got to redeem them back to full obedience, like in the Garden of Eden, like Adam. How many understand that? Because they went into Nicaea, Rome. Now, if they hadn't went into Nicaea, Rome, the resurrection would have took place.
Oh, amen. Amen.
Oh, I can say something right there.
Yeah.
I could say something right there. Now, watch this. You see this right here? If it went on, it would come up to here as full manifestation of the Son of God. But no, we had to go through the church ages because they failed. You see what I mean? So they've got to have a redeemer. Now this right here is the real sons of God that are born again, see? Born again. Born again what? Born again, you're born wrong, so you got to be born again. Now when you're born again, when you get the again, what is it? You go back just like Adam. You go back just like Adam was. How many understand? Alright, now this is the only time in 6,000 years of history that this type of ministry right here could take place in the bride. It is the last move of God among the Gentiles.
Yes. Amen.
And it's so great, this is so great here, that it brings all of this out of the grave and it's a pyramid walking the earth, see, a full body. Right. Now watch here. Here's the feet right here. The feet. That was the body, part of the body at Pentecost. Now, God gave them the baptism of the Holy Ghost so we'd have a solid foundation of the Word to be restored to. But now the full revelation, even Peter said, Paul, our brother Paul, speaking things that's hard to be understood, that some taken wristed away to their own destruction.
Amen.
I mean, understand. Peter didn't even understand what Paul was talking about. And Paul wrote things that he didn't understand. But he said, when the fullness of time has come, God sent forth the Son, made of woman. Made under the law to redeem them that were under denomination, that they might be sons of God.
Glory. Yeah, glory.
Ain't that good? What was I asked for? 5 minutes later? Now this is what you can learn by being obedient to the Lord. See, I never got this.
Thank you.
By smart, I'm ignorant as can be, see? But it amazes me that he reveals these things. I just get talking, I realize.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That's best to, well, you know, I don't mean everybody to be ignorant, but it pays off. Now notice here that this faith right here, now faith, now let's put something right down here. Now this is mixed motives. This is mixed motives. This is a mixed motives here. Alright, now you come out of the church age. Now let me, I know you're looking at this here. Now let me say something else here. Each individual, as God makes up a body through seven church ages, he makes up the individual the same way.
Yeah.
Now, if you were living in Peter's day, that's all you had to have right there. Now, if you were living in the Irenaeus' day, that's all you had to have right there. If you were living in St. Martin's day, that's all you had to have right there. Right? And if you were living in Cromwell's day, that's all you had to have right there. Now, you had to have it. You couldn't miss it. You had to come down and get this, this, and this, and this.
That's right.
Then you was living the next age, you had to have this, 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 and this.
That's right.
Then you come on down here to the next age, John Wesley, you had to have everything. Come right up to this. Then on up. Now, when you get right here, brotherly kindness, the individual is made out of every bit of this right here is the statue. You're going to be a statue of perfect man. And the body that comes out of the earth is going to be a statue of perfect man. See?
Amen.
Now, watch this. Now here we are, down here is the mixed multitude. You come out of the Laodicean church age by Malachi 4 and 5.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Malachi 4 and 5, the Christ that is to come, the anointed one, brings a message, come out of them denominations, and come into the bride.
Yes.
Now you came out of the denomination, is that right?
That's right.
That makes you in the mixed multitude.
Amen.
Anything can happen in here. Cut your hair, don't pay your tithes, don't do this, you're not obedient to those who have rule over you. You're not sanctified. I don't know what they're all in little things that makes up obedience. One is not important to the other, I don't think, because if you transgress in one point, you're guilty of it all. Is that right?
Yeah,
I believe in keeping the law, but I believe in grace. See, I believe a child of God obeys the word of God. He that heareth my word, see, you believe God sent me and had everlasting life. And they that love me keep my word. All right, now, you're in the mixed multitude, right? Now, what happened to the mixed multitude? They died in the wilderness.
Yes.
What's going to happen to the mixed multitude to come out into Brother Branham's ministry, go through the tribulation?
Right.
But they're saved. They'll be the church. They're going to be the church. But they failed to get divine revelation to grow up this pyramid. See, God is going to choose the bride. You don't choose him, do you?
No.
He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you bring forth fruit.
Amen.
All right, God is wanting fruit out of this ministry. Out of this body. Right?
Yes.
So come out of the mixed multitude. Well, how do you come out, Brother Bob? Same way that Joshua and Caleb come out by revelation.
Yes. Amen.
Come out of that mixed multitude by divine revelation. Separate you from the mixed multitude. How many
yes.
heard that message? I preached that out. The last separation? Yes. The last separation is on the token. You'll leave houses, lands, and lots, and jobs, and bank accounts and everything else for this right here. I guarantee if you predestinate, you will do it. How many say that? That's going to fulfill all them scriptures that goes with it. Now you come out of this mixed multitude to get into this bride here that's going to be a perfect statue of Jesus Christ. You come out by Matthew 16. How many know that scripture, Matthew 16, 16? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter got revelation, right? All right, now like Peter, you come out of the mixed multitude by divine revelation. When you receive divine revelation upon the predestined... Now listen. When you receive divine revelation upon the predestinated mystery of His will. Did you get that? Of God's threefold purpose of Christ. How God was in Christ, Christ in the bride, redeemed you back to Eden. When you get a revelation of that, and all that that takes in, that I can't break down, but you know it when you got it, huh?
Right.
Will you know it?
Right.
Put a quarter in your hand, and you know you got a quarter in your hand, you know that you got that. Now, you come out of the mixed multitude and come in to start in the race. How many men that race Paul talks about?
Right.
To come out of the mixed multitude and come in this race to receive the token up here, the first thing you get is faith. The justified shall live by faith. Justified what? Those that are justified under this new covenant.
Amen.
How are you justified? By getting revelation upon the message of the Christ.
Amen.
How many is with me so far?
Amen.
All right, when you get revelation on the message of the messenger of the hour, Christ, when you get divine revelation, the gates of hell can't prevail against that, friend. It's the most powerful thing that's in the world. The hydrogen bomb ain't even a speck of that power. It is the most powerful thing in the universe today is divine revelation.
Right.
I may believe that.
Amen. That's the truth.
Now, to get divine revelation, now don't get scared. To get divine revelation, you have to be foreordained and predestinated to get it.
That's right.
Now, did that make you sad? Don't let your spirit... How many believe we're predestinated? Let's see. Amen. What are you here for? What'd you come out for? Just don't stay out in here. All right, now. You're foreordained and predestinated. The Holy Ghost, Jesus said, all that the Father giveth me, that's going to go in this body. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Him that cometh to me, I'll not cast him out of my body. I'll bring him into my body. See, I won't cast him out. Don't get worried. He loves you. He wants you in here. All right. Now, he gives them, said to Peter, said, flesh and blood never revealed it to you, didn't Peter? No. Said, but my Father, which is in heaven, has revealed it to you. In other words, the Holy Ghost has given you a revelation, Peter. Now, upon this rock, what? He called that a rock. Upon this rock, revelation, I'll build my church. What is the church? The body, the bride. One church, one Lord, one baptism. Amen? Now, upon this rock, revelation of faith, faith revelation, I'm going to build me a church. Now, you can't even start building until you get that.
That's right.
All right, now, when are you born again? You're born again when you receive this right here. Now, what is this right here? A seed to life.
Yes.
Do you believe?
Amen.
Now, what is this here? This is begotten, begotten. Oh, my God. I got a bigger blackboard. This is begotten, like Father said to Jesus, this is my only one. This is the only one begotten son I got.
That's right.
Come on. Oh, I could brand off a heart right there, couldn't I? Did he say it? Said Jesus, my beloved son, this is my only begotten son. He was the only one that was begotten of the Father. Oh, what about all? Oh, I'm going to say something. Oh, I want to say something.
Amen.
Now, where are you at? Well, I got you now. Jesus was the Christ, the anointed one, and God said he was his only begotten son. Why? Oh, Lord. Because God placed in him a blood cell.
Amen.
Why is his only begotten son? Because he had the blood of the Father.
Amen.
And that blood cell was broken out of Calvary.
Amen.
The blood cell opened up and out of his side came the blood.
Yes.
And the life come out of the blood and came upon 120 on the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
And there was 120 manifested sons and daughters of God with his blood. How many understand that? All right, now, this bride here is begotten. Now, there's a difference between begotten and fully born again. But I did use the word born again. And that's true. But it takes two to make a birth.
Yes, right.
How many say amen?
Amen?
Try to have a baby without daddy. Daddy, you try to have a baby without mommy. Be awful hard, wouldn't it?
Amen.
All right, now, when you say be born again, that's a mouthful. I say this, that there ain't one preacher in the whole world in any denomination can preach the born-again experience.
Amen.
And if they say they can, they're a liar and the truth ain't in. Because the book was shut up to it right here. I said the book was shut up. It had seven seals on it and you couldn't tell nobody how to be born again. I say that and that's thus saith the Lord. I ain't no prophet either, but the bride's got it. How many believe that? I say it, thus saith the Lord, that nobody knew it. Because the Bible said in Revelation 6th chapter that it was a book of redemption and had seven seals on it. Nobody knew how to be born again.
Amen.
How many is going to say amen to that?
Amen.
If the Bible means what it says, the English language means anything, the Bible means what it says, nobody did. Well, I know, don't look at me, sure, it's ridiculous when you look up here. It ain't me, I know the Word of God, it's the Word of God. You know, nobody, that's the trouble Brother Branham had, see. Everybody just knew him as so common. And so common, and said, oh, sure, I know Billy. Why, I used to hunt rabbits with Billy. Billy turned out to be Elijah.
Is that right?
Amen. Amen.
Billy turned out to be Elijah the prophet. So when that thing started coming forth, everybody looked at Billy. Well, don't look at Billy. Oh. Don't look at Billy. You sure fail. But you look at Jesus Christ and the message.
Yes.
Now, the message says this. To qualify in the first resurrection, and what is going to go into resurrection? Noah's Ark. Noah's Ark is the body of Jesus Christ today. Yes. And to get into the body of Jesus Christ, you come into the body of Peter.
That's right.
Oh, I know you didn't know that. You come into the body up here, not down here.
No.
You come into the family of God down here. My fellowship. This is fellowship down here. Oh, out of fellowship. What is it? Walk in the light as he is in the light. Walk in what? Light? What's light? Brother Bram said revelation. If we walk in revelation as he is revelation, is God Jesus Christ the revelation of God?
Amen.
I want to ask you something. You know that you never felt the divine presence of Jesus Christ in your life. Hardly, I'm talking about now. But when you got revelation, you noticed that the presence of Jesus Christ started coming to you. How many raise your hands? Say amen. Come in your cars, in your homes, and everything. Why is that? Because he's in his word. As we walk in the light, what is light? Jesus Christ, revelation. As we walk in light, here in this fellowship, or wherever you are, it's got revelation. As he is in light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ keeps us saved from day to day.
Yes.
That right?
Yes.
Washes us and cleanses us.
Yes.
Now here is true justification right here.
Amen.
This is the justification of the unconditional covenant bride.
Yes.
I'm not talking about this covenant down here now. Forget that. I'm talking about justification under here. What is justification under here? That the blood, because of the blood cell, because of the blood cell that's been loosed,
yes,
by divine revelation of the Word through the Anointed One, Christ, Malachi 4 and 5, this blood comes, not only does he completely forgives your sin and justifies you until you stand totally, wholly sinless before God when you reach this state right here. Faith. Justification. That you are justified through what? Let's say it, saints. Justified through faith, which is revelation. You are justified right here. And that means you never did sin. You never did sin. Think of all them things you've done. Now, God forgot them. You haven't, have you? But justification means he completely forgot them. How many don't that make you? And you stand in a place before God as sinless as can be and as perfect as God is perfect. Because he's only looking at the blood. All right. Now you are begotten. You are begotten right here. You are begotten of the Father, the Holy Ghost, right here. Now, what happened? You're in this mixed multitude, but you're hungering for God. And you keep listening to tapes. You keep reading your Bible. You're praying. You're seeking. You're hungry. And you're thirsty. That word keeps pouring into your intellectual faith.
Amen.
I said intellectual faith. That's an intellectual faith. The Word of God keeps pouring in there. See, it keeps pouring, and the grace of God, not grace yet, but the Word of God keeps coming to you in this mixed multitude here. You keep listening to tapes, reading the Bible, hungry and thirsting. Then all at once, faith cometh to you by hearing.
Amen.
How many understand it so far? Then those that are obedient to the Word, all at once the Holy Ghost comes down in the intellectual faith right here, see, in this mixed multitude, and gives you a Holy Ghost revelation. You're born right there. You're born of God, begotten of God right there for revelation. Now the gates of hell can't prevail against you. Now you can't have no miscarriage there. You can't. Now watch here. Ephesians 1 and 4. Watch this. Those whom he justified, he sanctified. Those whom he sanctified, he hath already given the token.
Amen.
Potentially, when you get here, you've already got it. You're already sitting in heavenly places in Christ. You're as good as in the rapture. Now, how many understand that?
Amen.
All right. Now, you are justified through divine revelation
and you receive divine revelation, you are born of God. You are begotten of God here. The seed is in your womb. All right, now, do you have life? How many daddies laid their hand on mama's thigh and felt that life kicking in there? But did you have fellowship with it?
No.
But did you have life?
Yes.
Life's already down. Now watch here. You are begotten of God right here. You are born of the Word of God. Now watch this scripture, 1 John 3:9. He that is born of God cannot sin.
Amen.
Did you hear that? He that is born of God cannot sin because the seed of God remaineth in him, and he cannot sin.
Amen.
Because he is born of God.
Amen.
Huh? All right now. Now he's begotten, he's born of God. Now who's his father? The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Oh, that's his champion, ain't it?
Amen.
Boy, check his pedigree.
Oh, hallelujah.
What? Yeah, well, what is that pedigree on that one there that we're breeding here? Oh, said that. Well, the first time he bred 120. He said, and they come out the splitting image of
him. Amen.
Mark just like him.
Yes.
Said they healed the sick, raised the dead, opened the blind eyes,
yeah,
cast out devils,
right.
And said one of them even rode the Holy Ghost in a whirlwind.
Amen.
That's right.
Devil. And said, I tell you, they bring, and his children keeps bringing forth more children in his likeness right on down, right on down, right on down.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Boy, we're going to get into something.
Amen.
Well, what we're going to get into here, we're going to hear the words of God that he multiply and replenish the earth.
Hallelujah.
In the honor of God. I couldn't hold that back any longer. Can't you raise your hands and say something or praise God?
Praise God.
Friend,
God.
Friend, I tell you, don't let this get common to you.
No.
The world's waiting to hear what you're hearing. Don't look up here now. I don't mean look at this here, not preaching. Now watch here. Up here, now here we got the right bloodline. We got the blood cell. We got the seed to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now don't try to get the baptism of the Holy Ghost without the seed. It won't work. Right? Now, faith is the foundation. Why? You've got to have a solid foundation to build on, or your house will fall.
Amen.
Remember the man that dug down deep in the sand and struck a rock? Yes. That's that rock.
That's
but if you dig deep in the Word of God, you ain't going to get no rock. Now, a lot of people say, well, I'm going to build my house right here on sand. It's easier. Sure, you don't have to dig, but you don't get no rock. How many understood what I said?
Right.
Huh?
Amen.
Now, watch here. Here we come up through here. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. The Word pouring into your intellectual faith. The Holy Ghost, listen now. The Holy Ghost comes down from God out of heaven. The Holy Ghost comes down through here. I'm not talking about the baptism now. The Holy Ghost comes down, pouring down through this faith. And it starts this. It starts to grow. Virtue. Knowledge. It's the Holy Ghost. Temperance. Is he getting like God?
Yeah.
He's getting ready to be born, complete birth now.
Yeah.
What now here? It takes two to make a birth. This is one. Here's two.
Right.
Well, it won't lie, don't you worry about it. You say, ain't you afraid, but no, I ain't afraid. I know everything got the hook right up for something wrong. Now what? Oh, I just love it. Watch here now. Takes two to make a birth. Mommy and daddy. It takes the woman and the man. The man's God and the woman's the bride. Watch here. We got the right bloodline. They come through Christ. Right?
Yes.
It's the restoration of the bloodline that came out of the Pentecost. All right. It comes into her womb. All right. The life comes in there. It starts growing. Holy Ghost coming down through here. See, what is it? The little baby in there don't have it's getting life from the mother. From the navel cord. Why, we got a navel cord running right up here to heaven. Bless you,
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
It ain't in St. Louis, Missouri.
No, amen.
Amen. It ain't in Little Rock, Arkansas. You know what I'm talking about. God, sir, this navel cord goes right here to glory.
Glory.
It's pouring down through there the blood.
Amen.
Pouring down through there the spirit, life. Stimulation, revelation. It's grace. What is it? It's all the grace of God coming down in there, brother, poured into that virtue. And that, what is it? It's not a dove feather stuck in a crow.
No.
Brother, what is it? Dove all the way through. Each one of these attributes is born right inside. Out comes a little arm. Oh, I just seen that. Out comes a little leg. Out comes another little leg. Huh? You see that? All right. What is it? It's getting the image of the Father now, the bread over here, the pedigree. Here it comes, grace, Holy Ghost, pour down there. It's going up, faith, knowledge, humans, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness. Oh, my. Looks like God. Oh, that's a godly person. You ever seen him like that? He's trying to say, oh, brother Bob, that person really going today. Boy, this is going. Some person comes from another assembly here and said, I noticed something in this assembly I've never seen anywhere else. Says, I go to church in a certain sense and this message said, but nobody's changing. Everybody just stays the same old way. Said, but here people's changes. They're different. Now, I don't know, it's something live that's going on. That's right. That's what that is. Going out of there.
Thank you.
Going out of there. Now what is it? Complete obedience. It does everything. Boy, here's the word of God. It goes and does it. It don't argue with it. There ain't nothing too much to do. They'll do it, see. Oh my, it's growing up through there. All right, now we get right up here. Oh my God, I pray you're somewhere in there. What happens? Investigating angels are in the center of that. Wherever that's working there. There's some kind of supernatural presence around that. Why? Because God's watching over. Now, when the investigating angel goes back to the Father up here and says, Father God, those people are ready to be seated. Said, I've tested them and tried them. Said, you can't move them nowhere. And said, they're kind. They're kind to the brother. They're patient. Lord, it's been 2 years. Said, they don't move on that token. They know that they're going to get, so you might as well go ahead and see them because you wait 25 more years, they ain't going to give up. Said, they're solid. They're old. Father, they're pleasing. Is that right? Said, well, now you go down and see them. Now what happens to the sealing angel? Now, what angel was that? That was the angel that was with Brother Branham. It's a sealing angel. Now, I ain't got time to bring a sealing angel. But we could talk about the sealing angel.
Yes.
Ain't this good?
Amen.
Oh, my, I just love it. Now, what happened? This sealing angel comes down from heaven when the Father says, all right, they're ready to be sealed. Ready to seal. Now, this sealing angel comes down here after investigation, and they're all tightened up, nothing loose in there, they got all this. Then he comes down with a sound from heaven. That angel comes in that place, there's a sound from it. Then a pillar of fire, there it is. Licks of fire come out of it. Tongues of it set upon this person out here, these individuals made up like this. And then he just burns out every little teeny thing that you didn't get near. Completely sterilizes it.
Amen.
Sterilizes it with fire. That's what the fire is. Sterilizes it, burns it out, everything, and then the Holy Ghost comes down and fills that thing full from here to here to here. Every Glory. Bible, must and everything is filled and charged with power and authority.
Glory to God.
Now what is it? It's born again. It's the complete new birth. It has the correct seed of the Father and has the Spirit.
Amen.
Now that's what Jesus said to Nicodemus. Yes. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven, the token, baptism, Holy Ghost. Then he went on to say, Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water, that's faith, and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the body. Now that's the revelation of the true birth. If an angel come from heaven, let me say this, if an angel come from heaven, and I don't care if a bright, shining angel comes and tells you anything else, let him be a first.
Yeah, okay.
That's the truth. There is the complete new birth. Born of the water by divine revelation, confirmed by the Spirit, proven the resurrection of Jesus Christ, proven you're a son and daughter of God by Mark 16:15, St. John 14:12. This is the body of Jesus Christ, the mechanics and the dynamics in action, proves that it's a legitimate birth.
Praise
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise. Now, friend, I showed you how to get into that.
Yeah.
Now you lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily besets you from getting there. Where it's cutting your hair, dressing, ties,
stinginess, whatever it is. I don't know what it is. We ain't got time to name all them works of the flesh. But if you want that, you be obedient and you get it. Now, I tell you, maybe we'll come back tonight and I think what I'll do, I'm just going to start writing on that again and bring some more. How many of you like to hear some more on that? I jumped over a lot of it. A lot of things. In fact, I never even got to what I really wanted to. What? Sister Rose laughing at me. Ain't that awful. 10 after 1. And you know what? You people are sitting in the worst seats that ever was. I pray to God. I need to go to work with Brother Davis and them going into business, sheetrock business. Maybe they'll let me pound a nail or two, and I want to buy y'all some better seats or something. I keep you here all this time, and then I get home worried about it then. These old seats ain't fit to sit in. But I tell you what, the Lord knows all about it. He takes all that down. You don't care where your dinner burns, it don't burn, as long as you hear the word of God. Now come, we'll sing one hymn, be dismissed. Now do you have a little better understanding now? Sister Archibald, if I forget it, sis, would you speak to me outside and let me know when we can see you? I want to get to see you. Perfect love cast out fear. Children, there shouldn't be no enemy ever worry you over anything. My, don't you know that perfect love cast out fear? Jesus loves you with a perfect love, and you shouldn't fear anything. You should have such confidence in that great love that God has for you. Nothing bothers you. That's why when a snake really bit a real child of God. Immediately when that snake bites him, something moves, that seed moves down on the inside, faith. And then he remembers that scripture, they shall take up serpents. And then he knows that God loves him. He just shakes that old rattler off and walks right on. Amen. Old Paul went there at night, and old Paul was going on that old island and shipwrecked and everything, and all of them didn't believe old Paul and surrounded by enemies, and he reached over and got that old, see the Spirit of Christ in Paul? Did he wait for somebody else to build a fire?
No.
That's what hurt me about Brother Branham. There they saw Billy. He took the ashes out of the stove. God, I wish I could have been there and took him ashes out of the stove. He swept the floor. God, I wish I could have been there and swept that floor. See, but everybody said, boy, we love Billy. How wonderful he did. You remember Brother John preached a hard message on blood suckers. Ain't no blood suckers on my day. Where did they wind up there at Jeffersonville? Look at me. How many like to have been there and took him ashes out? Well, what are you doing today? What are you doing today? Just want to suck what everybody else pays the price to get? There's a price to be paid. How many know that? That is being obedient out of your heart. Lord, I want to do something. Lord, I want to do something. Just think of what we have today because of it. Let's sing. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Now we thank the Lord for getting the organ fixed. We sound so good this morning. This music is so relaxing and smooth. Let's sing I Love Him now. How many of you are not mad at me, are you? You still love me?
Amen.
I love you. I love Him. I love Him. Because He first loved me, and purchased my salvation on Calvary Street. Just close your eyes and sing it. Just sing it to Him. And I love Him. Then keep my word, He said. I love Him. Because He first
and purchase my salvation on Calvary Street. Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his holy name.
Think of it.
That's the reason why I love him so. For Jesus is the sweetest name I know. He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need.
He's the Word.
He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need.
Just raise your hands now if he's all you need and sing it.
I take him now.
More than houses, lands, and lots.
I take him now, all that I need. I take him now. I take him now, for
praise him.
He's all I need.
He's all you need.
He's all I need.
Oh, praise him.
He's all I need.
He's all you need.
He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. I take him now. I take him now. All that I need.
Oh, think of it.
I take
him right now.
I take him now. All that I need.
We have a sister that's sick in our congregation, and she's such a sweet, precious, humble little lady. Never mentioned or nothing. I want to tell you something. Jesus Christ loves her with such a perfect love that no matter what kind of an enemy has taken hold of her, it can't faze her. It's impossible. I wouldn't care if all the doctors said she had cancer. Care what it was. Shouldn't faze her at all. Because she's taking Jesus for all she needs. She's walked in this light. Jesus Christ is with her. And I could tell her just without a doubt in my heart, how could the enemy triumph over that little thing? that precious little jewel? Why, it's impossible. And if anything has come upon her, it's for a reason, to show her how much Jesus loves her. And when sickness comes upon us, it's for a reason, to show us that Jesus loves us. We trust Him for a provider, not only that, for our healer, for our Savior, for our protector. He's every bit of it. He's all we need. How could it? And the trial of her faith is more precious than gold. Now I think we should be far up the road from laying hands on the sick. So while y'all heads bowed, I'd like for Sister Archibald just to stand her feet right there where she is. Just stand up, my sister. Sister Archibald, you just raise your hands if you believe, Brother Bob. Do you believe that Jesus loves you with a perfect love? Oh, I feel something. See there? He loves you with a perfect love. Sister Archibald, what if you went to the doctor? And the doctor said you got cancer. Would it scare you to death? No. Jesus, all He wants to do is prove that He loves you. Now, Sister Archibald, healing comes by faith. And that is, you believe, Sister Archibald, that you're a child of God, honey. That's why we miss divine healing. We get afraid and nervous. Sister Archibald, the enemy can't touch you. He can't do nothing. All he can do is bring these symptoms up on you. And the Lord allow the devil to come upon you. Just for one thing, just to see if you really trust Him, Sister Archibald. If it's not healed by tomorrow or the next day, will you still believe it if I pray? It's got to work. I prayed for a woman who had cancer one night and her stomach was all swollen up. And I said, Sister, now lay hands up on you in Jesus' name. I'm going to kill that life in that cancer. And I said, and you go to the doctor. When you go to the doctor and if it's still there, the only thing it is the house is still there. The life ain't there. The life will be gone. The house will be there, but the life will be gone. And I said, and you just praise God. And I said, that thing will drop out of there. Her pastor called a few days later and said, Preacher, that woman you prayed for went to the hospital. And the doctor said, get home. Something's going to drop out of you. That thing dropped right out. Hallelujah. Sister Archibald, the devil can't touch you.
Glory to God.
He can't take you. He can't do nothing. Because Jesus loves you with a perfect love. Perfect love cast out all the fear that Sister Archibald has. It should cast it out right now, Sister Archibald. And fear hath torment. Don't you let that devil torment you. I tell you that you ain't going to die. How can you die? How can you die? I don't believe that lying devil's lying to you. Just raise your hands up higher and say, I don't believe that devil. Don't believe it. Now, we in this congregation, Sister Archibald, we love you.
Yes.
If we love you, I know that God loves you.
Yes.
He loves you with a perfect love.
Yes,
and we're going to pray, and we're going to commit that to the Lord. And every morning you rise up out of bed, Sister Archibald, raise them hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. You healed me 2,000 years ago, and I've accepted it, and I believe it. And I defy these lying vanities.
Yes.
You know what the vanities are? The evidences that you've been seeing that you're sick, just say they're lying vanities. And you keep thanking God, thanking Him. You healed me, Lord, 2,000 years ago. Now hold your hands up, Sister Archibald. You going to accept it, sister? Don't ask to be prayed for again now. Don't get in the prayer line second time. I believe this one time will finish it, don't you, Sister Archibald? Don't let the devil triumph over the child of God. Now, you take your place as a child of God and resist the devil in faith, believing. When we pray, it'll be done. Heavenly Father, now, Lord, I preach your word faithfully, God. Lord, I have a little sister here that I love. She's sick. And the devil's been tormenting her, Lord. And she's so sick that she's afraid to go to the doctor. Lord, I love her. I can't heal her, Lord. But I thank God that Jesus healed her 2,000 years ago. Satan, thou lying devil, that has tormented my sister these hours, telling her she's going to die, you're a liar. She's going to be filled with a token and going to rapture. And Father God, we curse this devil of sickness. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we curse it. And we place the blood as your ordained minister and this ordained assembly that was built by the Holy Ghost, that no man built it.
Right.
And that divine presence is here. We curse this sickness in the name of Jesus Christ and Sister Archibald. And we command it to leave her body. And by faith we believe, Lord, that you healed her 2,000 years ago. And now, Father, she's raised her hands in accepting you as her healer. And now, Lord, each morning she raises her hands to praise thee and thank thee like the little robin that praises you and thank you. For it's worm it gets, Lord. Oh, thou art more to Jesus than a little robin, Sister Archibald. God, help us to see how great you love us, Lord. Lord, I've asked now, prayed according to thy word, and I find comfort in resting in your word. Now, Lord, the blood of Jesus Christ we place between this demon of sickness, and in the name of Jesus Christ, we believe that our sister is healed. Now the justified sister shall live by faith by the Son of God. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Ain't he wonderful? You know, a lot of times we think we need our jobs, we need our neighbors, we need this or that. But when depression comes and there's no more jobs, they come to get your houses, there's no more money, he'll still be the same. We'll still sing that song, Jesus is all I need. How many believe Sister Archibald's healed? Let's see your hands. Perfect love cast out fear in Sister Archibald. Old Apostle Paul, with the Spirit of Christ, went and gathered that wood and put on the fire. See, nobody asked him to build a fire. He went and built it. And they're in line of duty trying to get the people warm, wet from the rain. Coming out, I mean the ocean there. You reach down, got a hold of that stick. And that old devil viper latched onto him. And that kind of a snake, Paul should have been dead within 6 to 7 seconds. He should have been dead. Such a deadly thing. And that laid onto him like that, and all the people said, I guess he's a murderer. And the gods have taken vengeance on him. Old Paul just looked down that thing. I can just see, I've seen old Paul do that a many times. Paul just looked down at it. What perfect love of Jesus. Jesus said, Paul, I'm going to show you how much you're going to suffer for my name's sake. Paul. Your old Paul, he remembered his calling. When that snake bit him, all that went through Paul's mind. He remembered that pillar of fire struck him on the way to Damascus. He heard that voice. He remembered Ananias laid his hands upon him. Old Paul looked down that thing and went, just went right on building the fire. Never even phased Paul. That's the way you do, Sister Archibald. Just shake it off.
Amen.
Don't need no hands laid on you. Just shake it off.
That's right.
Why perfect love? Don't need the big advances come to town. Divine healing's right in Sister Archibald working right now.
That's right.
How many say amen?
Amen.
How many feel that perfect love?
Amen.
Oh, let us be the most obedient children that Jesus has. How many like to be that? Most obedient, let's stand our feet. I'm going to ask brothers, if you'll dismiss us in a word of prayer. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Lord, bless you.
Take God.
Oh,